There are thousands of financial advisors out there, but the key is picking the right one, right? You want to know somebody has a lot of experience, someone who has navigated their clients through good times and bad. You want an advisor who can look you in the eye, not a salesman, an advisor, somebody who puts your interests first, someone who listens, someone you can trust. Finally, you want an advisor who can pull everything together, like maximizing your retirement income, reducing your fees and expenses, and managing your investment risk. When everything works together, it's a financial game changer. This is Debbie Monterey. I'm at a team here in St. Louis. They are Ken Heisey and Steve Mahler. Together, they have more than 60 years of experience. For a limited time, get a complimentary, customized retirement analysis by calling 314-328-4400. 314-328-4400.
The following program is paid for by Heisey Advisory Group.
First of all, the taxpayers are footing the bill.
With more than 24-hour financial news programming on television, it's easy to suffer from information overload regarding retirement issues.
But the bottom line, what he's saying is speed counts.
But how many of these programs are helping you and your retirement plan as an individual?
These guys are billionaires for a reason. They invest in different ways.
Fortunately, you've arrived at the right place for a second opinion for your nest egg. Welcome to Your Retirement Highway, featuring the president of Heisey Advisory Group, Ken Heisey, and Steve Mahler, financial advisors with over 60 years of combined experience who specialize in retirement planning. Heisey Advisory Group is here to help you create your roadmap to a successful retirement. Now, here's this week's edition of Your Retirement Highway.
Good morning and welcome to Your Retirement Highway. I'm Ken Heisey. Steve Mahler is with me again today, and we are financial advisors, we're retirement specialists, and we are Heisey Advisory Group right here in St. Louis. And I've got to tell you, I think the best is yet to come for all of you that are listening. And part of what we want to do week in and week out, we feel you deserve some really good information to help you make good, smart choices about your retirement planning and your financial planning. Because after 25 plus years in this business, helping people plan for retirement, it's come real clear to me, the financial industry as a whole, and I think even a lot of just the brokerage companies, are doing a great disservice to the people that are looking to have retirement planning. They do their great job helping people accumulate their wealth and do their investing. But when it comes to retirement planning, I think the financial industry is falling short. And that's why it's our goal, it's our personal charge to help you with your personal retirement planning. And we feel that you deserve advice that's based on your best interest. And we believe that you should enjoy that path toward financial security in any economy. You've worked a lifetime. A lifetime to get to where you are, and now you deserve to enjoy the fruits of those labors. So sit back, take some notes, write down our number, the number 314-328-4400. You can also get us on the web at yourretirementhighway.com. And part of where I feel that failure of the financial industry is when we talk to a lot of you, there's a lot of fears and concerns that you all have about your retirement. Two of the most popular questions we get: will I have enough money to experience the retirement I've dreamt about? And will my money last as long as I do?
Yeah, I mean, it plays right into what we've always said is the number one fear of retirees, and that's running out of money. And the truth of the matter is that it's very possible you could be retired longer than you worked. And
yeah, like my dad, right?
Your dad, absolutely. I always use him as an example. I always think about that. And with people living longer today, having goals and objectives of hopefully being able to retire at a younger age so they can really enjoy and do the things they want in their retirement, with people living longer, it's really possible you could be retired longer than you worked. And it's complicated. There are a lot of working parts here that if you get some of them wrong, it's possible possible you mess up your retirement.
Well, we've always said if you can give us your expiration date, this becomes a pretty simplistic process. But that's one of the biggest unknowns in retirement planning is how do you prepare for a time frame that you can't really define? And we are living longer. In fact, one out of four of you that are turning 65 today can expect to live past your 90th birthday. One in four, that's 25% of you. So all of you that are listening, look at each other and figure out which one of you four that are here are going to be the one living till age 90. So many times people tell us, when we talk to them about planning their retirement into their 90s, they're going, oh my gosh, I'll never live that long.
Well, and you know, the typical response often is, well, you know, my parents didn't live that long. They died in their late 70s or 80s. But the thing that people don't think about is that with medical technology and breakthroughs in medical technology, the likelihood that you're going to live longer than your parents, unless you've got some known illness today, if you're healthy today with medical technology, the chances of you living well into your 90s is pretty high.
And think about if you're 65, over the course of the next 20 years, how's that medical technology going to change? In fact, they also say one in 10 people turning age 65 today will live past 95. So you need to have a plan that's going to take you to age 100, at least.
I would think so.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's huge. If you're a married couple, 58% chance that one of you is going to live till 90. So married folk, you know, look at each other, figure out which one is it going to be.
Right.
Who's going to be the one to live to be age 90, right?
And we know statistically women live longer than men. And so, again, that time frame of how long we're living just keeps getting pushed further and further out because of medical breakthroughs.
So, ladies, listen closely. You're probably the one that's going to be the survivor. And that means you become a single taxpayer. That means a lot of things change. And guys, the time to help plan for your wife is now. Build a relationship with somebody and make sure that you've got a well thought out, detailed plan to move forward. Again, I'm Ken. Steve's with me. We're Heise Advisory Group, and the number to reach us is 314-328-4400. Today, we're talking about the fears and concerns that many of you have for retirement, and the next one revolves around medical and healthcare expenses. That is another big concern that a lot of people have, and rightfully so, because it's not cheap, is it?
It's not cheap. And the truth of the matter is, we often will ask people, what is your biggest concern? And it always used to be running out of money. And I think that still is the number one concern. But now, almost equally, we're hearing healthcare. You know, what if I have a catastrophic healthcare issue? What if I need long-term care? I mean, what if I just not necessarily needing long-term care? What am I going to do if I retire early? How do I get healthcare and bridge that gap? And what's that going to cost?
Well, according to Fidelity, today's 65-year-old couple might need as much as $245,000 for medical expenses during retirement. That's a big chunk of budget that you need to make sure you're accounting for in your retirement planning. And then if you go to a government website, they're citing that 65-year-olds have a 70% chance of requiring some sort of long-term care or long-term care services. Those are expensive healthcare situations.
Yeah, like national averages running between $35,000 and $105,000 per year.
We're lucky around the St. Louis area. We're probably on the lower end of the national averages. So if there's anything good about being around here, maybe that's one of them, right?
Yeah. I mean, let's hope that we don't have to go into long-term care facility, but you're right. It is exceptionally expensive, and if you're not prepared and planning properly for it, it could bankrupt your retirement plan.
And it's something that you want to make sure, again, for the surviving spouse, that you have an evaluation. It's something that we do with our families. We take them through our software program for retirement planning, and we take a look at what would be the impact with some sort of an assumed stay in a long-term care facility at a certain cost? And can you fund it? How does that impact your retirement plan? Do you need to provide for some sort of long-term care insurance solution to help protect your assets?
And everybody's always concerned about the cost of long-term care insurance, and certainly is expensive, and there are different ways that you can do it. But we always try to tell people that if you decide to make the decision to have some sort of coverage, you don't necessarily have to fund 100% of what your projected cost in a facility might be. Even if you can defray part of it, that would have a major positive impact on your longevity of your retirement plan.
And next one that comes up often is a lot of people are afraid of inflation. Inflation, though, if you look at the last 10 years, we've averaged about 1.75%. If you look at the 100-year average, it's about 3.15%. You can plan and build some inflation into your program, but I think a lot of you are really afraid of if we get into a hyperinflation like we did right at the end of the 70s, early 80s, where we had double-digit inflation. But what I find is when we have high inflation, generally we have high fixed interest rates. So when you had double-digit inflation, you were also able to get 10, 12% bank CDs to go along with it, too.
Sure. I think we remember 79, 80, 81. It was hard to really justify doing anything that had a lot of risk when you could get those kinds of rates and very safe investments.
And the key to that is that high inflation doesn't last forever. You know, it might be a few years and then we, you know, they'll get it back under control and get back into play. But between the Fed and everything that happens on monetary policy, the goal is to keep us right around a 2% or so inflation rate. And quite frankly, over the last 10 years, they've done a great job of keeping us right around that inflation rate.
And I think that's one of the reasons why just here recently the Fed has backed off of this talk about continuing to raise rates throughout this year, because they were concerned about inflation sort of getting away from us, and it really hasn't shown to be the case.
So as you're listening today, if any of these concerns are resonating in your head, if there's things that are keeping you up at night, these fears or these concerns that a lot of you have really evolve around the fact that you probably don't have a written retirement plan. We find that those of you that have solid written income plans, retirement plans, investment plans, that you've really done the gamut, if you will, including tax planning, if you've pulled that all together and you have a solid plan, most of you don't get concerned about a lot of these issues. We find those of you that don't have a plan don't understand, you don't know if you have enough money, you know, you don't know how everything's going to work or how things are going to impact because you haven't worked it through in a plan. So maybe that's time to get started. Maybe it's time to start the Retirement Roadmap Review. And that is a process where you reach out, give us a call. The number is 314-328-4400. Again, 314-328-4400. And schedule up a meeting with us. We'll sit down. We'll help you start to create some vision about what you want your retirement to look like. We'll do some assessments on what you're doing currently, and then we'll help craft a strategy to take you to and through a successful retirement. That's our job, is to help you do that. Again, the number 314-328-4400.
You're listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken Heise and Steve Mahler. Call Heise Advisory Group today at 314-328-4400 to help create your roadmap towards a successful retirement, or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Now, more from Ken and Steve on how to help put your retirement plan into overdrive on KMOX.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Ken Heise. Steve Mahler is beside me. And yes, we are financial advisors. We're retirement planners at Heise Advisory Group here in St. Louis. And each and every week we do the show, Your Retirement Highway. Today, we're focusing on your fears or your concerns that you have in retirement. And I know a lot of you have these issues kind of resonating maybe in the back of your mind. Some of you, maybe it's in the forefront of your mind. You're all at different places with this.
Maybe keeping you awake at night.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe giving you cold sweats in the middle of the night, right?
Hope not.
But we talked in the first segment about living longer. We're living a lot longer. We talked about the impact of medical expenses. And obviously, the longer you live, the bigger the impact medical expenses
sure.
have, too, right?
Those two are tied together.
And then we talked about the impact that inflation has as well. So where I want to shift gears a little bit now is another one that so many of you have had real concerns with, because we've seen some dramatic changes in the markets. We've seen recently some declines again. I think the fear, the concern is, when will the market change? When will we have a correction? When will we drop into a bear market? And the minute the market starts going down, oh my gosh, will we relive some of the losses we've seen previously, like in 01 and 02, where the market dropped about 50%, and 07 to 09, in that period, it dropped about 50%. So every time the market starts to have some negative movement, a lot of you have that resonating fear that, well, what if it happens again?
Well, and if you're younger and you're a long way from retirement, that's probably not something you're worrying too much about. But as you're approaching retirement, those are the kinds of things that you really can't afford to have happen. And when I hear people ask me those kinds of questions or express that that's a fear, it's usually an indication that they don't have a plan. Because if you have a good plan in place where, you know, let's face it, there are certain things that are completely out of yours and our control. And so the planning process really is about taking charge of the things you can control.
So not just about the lack of the plan, but I think even more so the lack of understanding of how much risk they're taking in their portfolio.
That's a good point.
We find that day in and day out, that there is a very solid disconnect between how you feel about investment risk and what your portfolio looks like. That's why we do the assessments, and we've helped many of you restructure your portfolio in a much lower risk level, because that's really where you are as you approach retirement. We call it that red zone, right? The 5 years before and the 5 years after retirement, they are some of the most critical times where you can't afford to have significant losses.
And you've been going along all these years in this mode of accumulating. So when you're getting ready to shift into this mode of, hey, I want to retire and I want to retire sooner rather than later, it's hard to make some of those changes. And once you recognize that there is that disconnect, it's a lot easier to make the necessary changes to guard against those concerns about what happens if we have 2008 all over again.
Sure. And when you have a loss, especially like one of those big losses, if a market drops 50%, so if you have a 50% loss, a 50% recovery does not bring you back to even, right? We kind of have this mental picture that, well, okay, if I'm minus 50 and a plus 50, that gives me zero. I should have recovered.
That's that trap of the average return,
the average return concept, yes,
yeah.
And the mental thinking that goes with that. But in reality, if you lose 50%, let's say you have $100,000 and you lose 50%, you've got $50,000, right? So to get back to $100,000, you need to make $50,000, which is 100%. So if you have a 50% loss, you need a 100% gain just to recover. Now, my question is, how many of you just want to recover, right? We've had periods in the last, 18 years where it's taken 10 years to get back to where you were. For example, if you look at the 1st of January 2000 And if you had your money fully in the S&P 500, by the end of 2010, you were basically about even. But you lost 10 years of compounded growth. You lost 10 years of your life.
And you'll never get that. That you can never get back.
Exactly. And so while, yes, the market does recover, and then worse off, if you were taking cash flow during that time, you probably didn't recover at all. And so market losses really have a lot of people on edge, and it gives them some fear and concern. Again, just to bring everybody in tune, we're Ken Heise, Steve Mahler. This is Your Retirement Highway, and you can reach us at 314-328-4400, or you can get us on the web at yourretirementhighway.com. One of the things you said there, Steve, was control the things you can control and kind of let go of some of the things you can't control. But it's fascinating to me how much that you can maybe not control, but you can have an impact on the effect some of these things will take on your retirement. And you do that by planning. You do that by creating a plan, really sitting down and having a thorough understanding of what your goals and dreams are. And we talk about it all the time. What's that going to cost? Understanding that, and then understanding your sources of income, and really how this all fits together to create a tax-efficient income plan to support your retirement. Because retirement is all about spending.
It's all about spending, and we talk on this show very, very consistently about how the cornerstone of this process is really the income planning process, knowing what you want retirement to look like, what's it going to cost, and how you're going to pay for it. And I think the industry as a whole just has this penchant for wanting to just focus on the investment and investment management side of things. And while I don't deny that that's important, it's really not where you should start, especially as you're rolling into those retirement years, getting ready to cross, as you say, into the retirement red zone. You need to focus on the income part of it first and make sure your investment plan supports your income plan.
It's why I say so often that I feel the financial industry is failing people in their retirement planning. Is everyone wants to focus on the investments and growth of the investments. And while that's important in your younger years to get you to the retirement game, if you will, once you're getting close, it changes, and you have to have your income plan, your investment plan to support that. You have to really be thinking about tax efficiencies. Have you done a good job in diversifying your investments, your savings for retirement, from a tax perspective? You know, the financial industry loves diversification on an investment portfolio, but I've been finding that very few people are helping you become diversified in your tax buckets. And we've spent shows talking about that and driving that point home as well. But then there's also the medical and the healthcare planning and, of course, estate planning. All five of those things come together and provide a comprehensive retirement plan. It's not just investments. You need a comprehensive retirement plan. And when you have that, a lot of these fears and concerns are taken care of. They may not be completely eliminated, but they're not going to keep you up at night.
No, and I mean, human nature is we just are fearful of the unknown. So the more that you can put things in place that give you more knowns than unknowns, if you can do that, I think some of those fears naturally start to go away.
And if you'd like some help in this process, if you're struggling with some of these concerns, if these fears and concerns are in your mind, you need to reach out and give us a call and come in, sit down with the two of us and start walking through creating your personal vision for your retirement, taking a look at the assessment of how you're set up currently compared to where you want to be, because that's how you determine a new strategy. You have to look at where am I now, where do I want to be, And how do I then create that roadmap to get me from where I am now to where I want to be, right? And that's what we do for folks, and we do that day in and day out. To take advantage of that, give us a call at 314-328-4400. Again, 314-328-4400. We can sit down together and help you create your own personal retirement roadmap. The purpose, again, what that means to you, it means that you should have more confidence in your retirement because you've thought things through. You've created a plan, and that gives you the confidence to move forward in retirement.
You're listening to Your Retirement Highway on KMOX with Ken Heise and Steve Mahler of Heise Advisory Group.
And welcome back. As we wrap up today's show talking about some of the fears and concerns for retirement, I want to talk about one simple, concrete step that you can take to build your fiscal house. I'm a recovering engineer, so I think of building financial plans much like a building a house. And of course, the first step that you need before you're going to build any type of a building is you need to have a blueprint. And the blueprint is the financial plan. It's what we've talked about. It's what helps you alleviate some of these fears and concerns. But then once you start to actually build the structure, what's the first thing that you build?
Foundation.
The foundation, right? You need something solid. Most foundations are built out of concrete. They're very solid. So on your fiscal house for your finances, that's going to be all your assets that are principal protected. Maybe it's CDs, fixed annuities, government bonds, life insurance, things of that nature that are rock solid. Now, once you have a firm foundation, you can start to build walls. Walls are built to produce income. And so you could have some income-producing assets that are going to help drive cash flow. And then eventually you put up the roof trusses and the shingles and all of that stuff. That's kind of your stock stuff, the equities, things that have market risk.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you think of a house, I mean, the part of your house that's exposed to the most potential catastrophe from, you know, wind or storms, tornadoes, whatever the case might be, is the roof. So in the fiscal house, that's where you have your risk assets.
And you want to make sure that those risk assets are up there at that point, built on top of a foundation of protected money, built on a foundation of assets that are going to drive your income. Because if you have a fiscal financial storm that blows half of your roof out, in other words, your stock market portfolio drops significantly, you want to make sure that you've got a solid foundation of assets, that your walls are still there, that you still have income coming in, right? You want to be able to live through and survive those fiscal storms.
And surviving the fiscal storm means that you can still pay your expenses, that you still have enough cash flow to cover what you've said are the expenses you need to get through retirement.
And hopefully not have to change your lifestyle.
I would hope not, yeah.
And that's why we're here. And we do this each and every week. We encourage you to pick up the phone, give us a call, 314-328-4400. If we can help you, we'd love to be there. We'll be back again next week right here at the same time.
Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM. AEWM and Heise Advisory Group are not affiliated companies. Heise Advisory Group does not provide tax or legal advice. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company. This show may include hypothetical examples which are provided for illustrative purposes only and should not be construed as providing advice. Heise Advisory Group is not affiliated with the U.S. government or any governmental agency.
You've been listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken Heise and Steve Mahler. To get more information or to start creating your retirement roadmap, or just for a second opinion, call the team at Heise Advisory Group, 314-328-4400. Or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Join us next week to continue the journey toward retirement.